Biden blows opportunity to defend cognitive ability by calling Egypt's President Sisi the President of Mexico. By Bradley J. on February 8, 2024. President Joe Biden fumbled an opportunity to show he isn't asleep at the wheel in his first address to the nation after Thursday's damning special counsel report portraying the president as a senile old man. In a hastily arranged Thursday night address from the White House, Biden confused yet another world leader, referring to Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi as the President of Mexico. "I think that, Biden said before a long pause, continuing, "as you know, initially, the President of Mexico, Sisi, did not wanna open up the gate to allow humanitarian material to get in. I talked to him. I convinced him to open the gate." Biden's untimely gaffe, made when the president shuffled back to the podium after initially ending the press conference, is the latest in a recent string of mixing up world leaders. This year, Biden has described recent conversations with foreign leaders who died many years ago, one as far back as 1996. The address was his first opportunity to showcase his mental capacity to do the job of President of the United States of America after Special Counsel Robert Hur's report released earlier on Thursday referred to the president as a well-meaning, elderly man with a poor memory. Hur and his team interviewed the president for several hours last fall. Their report relayed shocking examples of Biden's significantly limited memory. The report says Biden did not remember, even within several years, when his son Beau died. He also failed to remember his time as vice president. "In his interview with our office, he did not remember when he was vice president, forgetting on the first day of the interview when his term ended. If it was 2013, when did I stop being vice president? And forgetting on the second day of the interview when his term began. In 2009, am I still vice president?" Before the latest setback for Joe Biden, Americans already doubted his mental capacities. According to an NBC poll conducted before Thursday's shocking special prosecutor report, 76% of voters have either major or moderate concerns about Biden having the necessary mental and physical health to be president for a second term, with 62% of voters in the poll saying they have major concerns about his mental and physical health. Bradley J. is a Capitol Hill correspondent for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter @BradleyJ.